Listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Coronavirus concerns on Capitol Hill after a Republican senator puts himself in self-quarantine. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And finally, it was an emotional moment Saturday night in Las Vegas as legendary pop star Neil Diamond stepped out of retirement to perform some of his greatest hits. Diamond's surprise performance at the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala at the MGM was his first since 2017 after he announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. The weather tonight is going to be partly cloudy with a low around 43. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, showers likely, mainly after 5 o'clock. And it'd be mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Southwest winds 6 to 15 miles an hour. And with gusts, maybe up to 25. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday night, showers likely, mainly before 8 o'clock, cloudy from then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 41. Southwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour and becoming calm in the afternoon. Wednesday night is a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m. That's Thursday morning, not Wednesday night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 50, 56 actually. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Friday is a chance of showers and partly sunny with a high near 62. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Friday night is mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments on Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged to have with us today Lisa Marie Buckley. And did I say that all right? Yeah, how about I can read it? It's on the paper here, and I thought it was right. And Lisa is with the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Center. We'll get into all that long word stuff in a few minutes here. Lisa, it's great having you here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. The same. I'm excited to be
here. And, you know, it's interesting because you've been on before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost every year or every other year you touch base with me. So. And heart disease is still the number one killer. So.
Yeah. Well, you have to thank Kathleen Selig for that. Yes. Because, or Jen Exley, who when she was still working
there. Yeah,
I miss her. She just left not too long ago.
And, she did. You know,
but, hey, she's young. She just got married not too long ago and has to, go on with her life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so basically, what is your role at the Hunterdon, healthcare?
Well, I think every time I see you, it's grown a little bit more from 35 years ago when I first started there. We started what we now call traditional cardiac rehab programming for patients who have had some sort of heart complication or a diagnosis that has warranted a recovery or rehabilitation after that event. Since then, we expanded to include the pulmonary rehabilitation program for patients with known pulmonary disease that would benefit from rehabilitation to, improve their breathing, gain their strength, learn how to manage their disease a little bit better, minimize complications and rehospitalization. We added heart failure cardiac rehab once that was approved by the Medicare that said, mm-hmm. yep, another group that would clearly benefit from it. I think the last time I saw you, because it's been, we started what we call a peripheral arterial rehab program. So it's not just the heart and the lung, but it's all your vascular. So now we have that. And then lastly, it's actually hard to believe, Larry, but we are going on our fifth year of the intensive cardiac rehab program known as the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine. So we're pretty busy.
Yeah. All right. I've got to ask. I know I asked probably the last time you were on, but I asked a question all the time of my guests, whether it's on this show or the one mm-hmm. I do for mental health. And it's how you got into this type of work.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people say, oh, such and such happened when I was 15, and from them I always wanted to be a nurse, or I always wanted to do this or do that or the other. And in my situation, four kids, a mortgage, car payments, taxes, had to put food on the table. Go find a job, Cartwright. It wasn't, oh, I want to do this. I want something that paid me that I could cover the bills.
Sure.
You know. And for quite a few years, Hostess Cake and Wonder Bread did that. So, but how did you get involved in this?
You think I would remember that you asked me that?
Yeah, I did.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like I was born for the job. I have always been involved in sports and came from a family where nutrition, and I was familiar with tofu long when I was a kid before it became, you know, something novel and something we should be eating. When I finished my undergrad, I was looking for something where I could apply exercise principles with anatomy and physiology of the body. And so I went that route to get a master's, and during one of my clinical rotations, I specialized in the rehabilitation portion of it with patients, and I just fell in love with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're helping people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we get to see them get better.
Right. And, you know, it's basically what I try to do with NAMI. You know, people, I try to help people either direct them to get services that they need or put them in right direction that they can talk to people that, you know, can help them. And it's, you know, helping people, you know.
Yep, very much so.
And, you know, it's great. Now, what is exactly cardiopulmonary rehab?
So if you think of it as really each definition is a little bit differently, I would start with it's an overarching form of care for individuals who have had something happen to them through a chronic disease process. So for us, we treat individuals who have a heart problem. They might have had a heart attack or bypass surgery or a valve repair or replacement. They might have a stent placed inside their mm-hmm. blood vessels. They may have a heart transplant or what we call a cardiomyopathy or a weak heart pump with a lot of machinery either on the inside or the outside of the heart with medications where they really do warrant a need for to closer observation to get them back on their feet, doing what they need to do day to day, maybe return to work. And also then learn how to manage that disease so they stay out of the hospital.
Okay.
Same principle with pulmonary rehab, only our focus is more on lung diseases like COPD or emphysema, chronic bronchitis, lung transplant, interstitial lung, all those types of diseases that really compromise an individual's breathing ability and ability to perform, you know, necessary day-to-day taking care of themselves. Pulmonary is a little bit different because it's kind of like a vicious cycle. You know, you get very winded So you slow down. You don't do as much as you used to do. The body continues to get deconditioned. So you get more and more winded with less and less effort.
Right.
Right. So those are kind of like the first two. And vascular rehab is the same thing. It's really, particularly for people who have pain in their legs when they walk, there's a very methodical way to condition them so that they can walk further with less pain.
Okay.
And then learn how to prevent progression of that disease. And so that's kind of the main main thrust behind traditional rehab.
Right, right. I quit smoking over 30 years ago.
Best thing you did.
But I've got a touch of emphysema from it. So I have to inhale every morning. And it just seems like 95% of the time it works great. If it's really cold outside, I'm gasping.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But, and they tell me, you know, it's only, I've only got a touch of it. You know, it's not like it's full blown or anything like that. And I know what I go through when it's bad. I can't imagine having it full blown, you know, because that would just, you know, that just blows my mind because, like I said, I've got it. They tell me, well, you've got a touch of it. Well, I don't know what they mean by a touch, but it's not evidently, it's not a full blown, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And the inhale works like 95% of the time. So, you know.
A lot of, you know, for every decade, we've seen such a dramatic improvement in the medication options. Even with heart failure, we used to really have no medications available, and there are quite a few different medications to help stabilize the disease.
Right.
Same thing with pulmonary, a touch of pulmonary. But, yeah, I think it is very hard to learn how to manage the disease, but also know that there's a lot that you can do before you get to that point.
Right. And, you know, it's, like I said, I have touch of emphysema, and I have atrial fibrillation, AFib, or whatever you want to call it. And ironically, I don't feel the AFib.
Right. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, but they say a lot of people do,
too.
And I said, I don't know what they're talking about. When they found it, I was going for a colonoscopy, and they had me all hooked up to these machines, and the nurses, you feel that? No. What are you talking about? She calls another nurse in and she, you don't feel that. I says, I don't know what you're talking about, right? So after they put me down in the ER and my cardiologist, who then was just happened to be walking through the hospital because he had a patient there, Dr. Rudnick, and he came in and says, well, he says, a lot of people don't feel it. He says, but you have it. He says, let me just say your heart goes bump, 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 bump. And you don't feel that.
Different rhythm.
Nope. So I just take, you know, a med for it and, you know, see him once a year now. And he says, you're fine. You know, you're doing great, you know. So, but it's just ironic, you know, that you have something and you don't even know you have it.
Right.
You know.
Right. You know, another really good example of that is high blood pressure. It's known as a silent disease, silent killer. A lot of people have no idea that they're walking around with their blood pressure. Of course, the ACC and the American Heart Association tightened up the ropes a little bit on the guidelines as well.
Sure.
So now there's even more of us being diagnosed, predominantly to protect further complications.
Right.
So, but you are right.
I have that too.
Oh yeah,
that,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just a walking diary of all these things, you know. But, oh well, what are you going to do? I'm still breathing, so that's a good thing.
And you're very active, moving around.
Oh yeah, I go to the gym too. So, my youngest son is he has a mental health issue, and but he's been in his own apartment for 8 years now, and this past May, he spent 5 years, it was his fifth anniversary working at BJ's.
Oh, wow.
So he takes his meds religiously and stuff. So. But we joined the gym, and then I found out he wasn't going. And I said, you're paying for it. Why? You know, and he was paying for it. I mean, you know, I paid the initial thing, but, you know. And I says, you know, why? And he says, I don't know anybody. You know, and, you know, I said, well, you know me. I'll drag you. So we go together when he's off. And, yeah. You know, like at least 3 days a week we
That's
go.
That's good. That's and, good. It's good to have know, a buddy system,
and
too.
And we push each other.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Like he'll get done. He says, well, I think I'm done. I said, no, you're not. You got to do that one over there. So, but it works. It helps. Mm-hmm. You know, it keeps us active and, you know, so. All right. How long, if somebody has a cardiopulmonary rehab and they go into rehab, how long does a program last? Is it for like ever or?
So it's in, think of it as in stages. For a cardiac or pulmonary, there's something that's happened that's warranted to get you into the program as soon as possible. As soon as your doctor feels that you're optimally managed medically,
right.
That you're ready to go to that next step. And that's typically, you'll hear that terminology in the hospital called phase two. All right, and that's where there's much closer observation. You typically come in 2 to 3 times a week. Whether you're a heart or a heart-lung or a pulmonary patient, you're typically hooked up to a monitor so you can see the activity of your heart, your oxygenation, and a couple of other things that go along with that. And anywhere from 8 to 15 weeks, that person comes in to participate. Really, there's a initial treatment plan that's developed that says what are your goals, what are your doctor's goals, and our job is to merge the two and progress you along that way.
Right.
So really every 30 days we'll sit down with the individual and kind of evaluate how we're doing and how they are doing. So you often see the greatest success in the traditional setting of about 8 to 12 to 15 weeks. And everybody's just a little bit different.
Well, yeah, right.
Right. The Ornish Lifestyle Program, that's the newest. It's in fact, it's its own category in Medicare. Medicare approved this program a little bit after 2010 when they found, they really looked into the 40-plus years of research done by Dr. Ornish and his team and identified that this was a unique opportunity to really do something different. So that intensive program, it's a 9-week program. We kind of integrate the best of traditional cardiac rehab with additional intensive guidance and lifestyle changes. Individuals come in for a total of 9 weeks. They come in twice a week for 4 hours. It's a total of 72 sessions altogether that they are receiving. It has a more rapid effect on how that person is recovering and feeling, along with that group support, that emotional support. And so the individual tends to embrace a very different kind of a lifestyle choice that they're making. And what I mean by that is the Ornish program is we start and we finish them together. They're called cohorts. You all start together with one common goal, and that common goal is to delay the progression of heart disease, or even better yet, to reverse the heart disease program. So they've already kind of committed that they're going to accept and embrace that 9-week program where they're going to receive guidance on stress management strategies, guidance on group support and communication and healing the heart and the mind connection, so to speak. They're going to exercise for an hour, and they're going to enjoy a low-fat, whole food, plant-based meal while the education classes are going on.
Okay.
So it's much more intense.
Right.
It's asking and challenging the individual to really try to make a comprehensive change in their lifestyle. So it can be daunting at first, you know.
Sure.
But what we have found over and over again in the 5 years is that you'll hear the Ornish team say, trust the process. You know, that's what we're here for. We're a team of quote-unquote experts, dietitians, behavioralists, registered diet nurses, and clinical exercise physiologists. And we're working with you those 2 days a week for 4 hours to coach you and guide you how to make those choices and then how to practice them.
Right.
So that program is a little different, but that program is about 9 weeks long.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We'll be coming right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged today to have with us Lisa Marie Buckley, and she's with the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation. Well, that's a mouthful.
Yes.
It's not like NAMI. But anyway, we were talking about the program and stuff prior to the break. What sort of exercise routines do patients have to go through? I mean, is it more physical or is it mental or a combination of both? Or
so no matter what program they're in, whether it's traditional cardiac pulmonary or the lifestyle, Ornish lifestyle medicine, there's always an exercise component, and for really a three-pronged approach. And that first and foremost is to deliver the exercise therapy under the guidance of their physician so that they can gradually improve their overall endurance or their cardiovascular endurance, their muscular strength, and their flexibility and balance. So first it's implementing that exercise through gentle exercises and basic things like ambulating around a track, walking on a treadmill, stationary cycles, rowers, those types of modalities that you could find anywhere from your home to a gym if that's where you wanted to pursue once you finish the program. The strength training, we use a kind of a variety of free weights, weight training stations, TheraBands, anything that we can use to, first of all, transition them on their own, but to target areas that have been identified to be needing a more focused training.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're a big proponent of the flexibility, so stretching in during their cool down to really promote that range of motion that we tend to lose as we get a little bit older. Everybody's on their own plan. It's individualized. The exercise prescription is developed to target what they need to.
Right.
And though you're in a group setting, everybody's kind of being followed a little bit differently to get them to their max ability.
Do you find that, like, I've never been on a treadmill. Okay. I've had both my knees replaced at the same time, and I just, you know, I'll walk on a level, you know, place, you know, or thing. But I, you know, like my wife, she won't go to the gym. She walks around a block. Walking around a block in our place is almost a 2.5 to 3 mile walk. Because we live in the country, and it's like, you know, so she's like my short walk, and that's like a little over 2 miles.
Good.
Then the long walk is like a little, just almost 3 miles,
okay.
You know. So,
okay.
But she's, that's her thing, and she likes doing it, you know. Now we do have a bike in the house, you know, an exercise bike, and she rides that. I will ride that in between going, like I said, I would go to the gym with my son, you know. But in between, I would ride that. But walking, it has to be level. You know, my surgeon who put my knees in told me, you know, up and down hills is not good, you know,
right.
Walk level,
sure.
You know, so.
Well, I think the most important thing, at least when we're working with the individual, is first find out.
What works for them.
What works for them, because no matter what I tell you, if you're not going to follow it at home or in a gym, then it's then we've missed the boat.
Right.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is I'm looking for longevity. What I teach you today and get you to progress to is we want to hope that from 10 years from now you're still able to do that without having caused or created additional orthopedic or problems, muscular problems that would prevent you from exercising. Then we've defeated the purpose. So everyone is, you're right, is different. Some people like a gym.
Right.
And some people like to be outside away from a gym.
That's my wife. But hey, it works for her.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, and where she walks, it's like up and down and, you know, the hills and dales.
Sure.
And, you know, but she can do it. I can't, you know. So anyway, you have mentioned a couple times the Dean Ornish program?
It's called, now it's called the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program.
Okay. The Dean Ornish program was a lot shorter. And that's for reversing heart disease, right?
The primary goal and the intensity or aggressiveness of the therapy is, at the very best, prevent progression. And I should say, at the very least, prevent progression of heart disease, which we know is a chronic progressive disease.
Right, right.
The very best outcome would be that not only did you do that, but you were able to regress the development of the atherosclerosis that's in the coronary arteries. In many of his long-term studies, looked just not at what happened at a year out, but 5 years out and 10 years out, and that consistently demonstrated that the more you put into following that lifestyle program that he really established through research, eat right, move more, manage your stress, and stay connected, you know, and find support with other human beings. You follow that with a low-fat, whole food plant diet, has demonstrated over and over again that there is that great possibility in many, many individuals. He has a very large amount of population. We've only, in our 5 years, I think we've been almost 150 participants through that program with some really impressive outcome and results.
Okay. But when somebody comes to you then, you decide whether they go to that program or to the just the cardiary program?
The traditional, this is like the new lingo we're learning to separate out. It's really, it's three. It's three people involved. It's the cardiologist or physician, because they know that patient very, very well. It's the patient themselves, how motivated or how ready are they to make those changes, and then the conversation that we have. And we meet every person, and we talk about all their options. I think I mentioned that, you know, the Ornish is really integrating the best of tradition with the more comprehensive counseling, that more intense on making lifestyle changes. But somebody may not be able to be ready for it, or their schedule precludes them, or they live too far away from where we are, and maybe for them the traditional program is going to work best for them. It's the same thing again. We'll work wherever you are.
Right.
My bias, Larry, just because of what I've seen over the last 5 years, I wish every heart patient and any individual who's looking to work better with their chronic disease had an opportunity to do the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine. It really is quite an amazing transition.
Now, Do the person or the patient's primary care doctor involved in any way?
That's a great question. So who can enroll in the program is kind of like what I look at. The primary doctor can refer the individual to the program. Of course, the cardiologist or pulmonologist specialist can refer. But also an individual can self-refer.
Okay.
We have in our Ornish team, we have two wonderful cardiologists that are co-medical directors, Dr. Horiuchi and Dr. Bialy. And many times there's a primary doctor or self-referral. They are pulled in on the team, and they review and approve so that we're not missing anything in that situation.
Yeah, I would think that, you know, if the person has been going to, like, I can't tell you how many years I've been going to Dr. Vandenberg, way before he was up here on 31 when he was with Dr. Coates.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they had he was with Dr. Coates, and I go back that far. So I used to go to see Dr. Coates, and then when he left, and then I started seeing Dr. Vandenberg, so that's been quite a few years. And so I was just curious, you know, because if, like I've seen Dr., like I said, many, many years, he knows everything that's been going on in my life. And, you know, do they have input, you know, for
They most definitely do. I mean, they're so valuable in the overall care. Even if the cardiologist or pulmonologist is the one that is referred, we still want to work with the team of doctors.
Right.
And sometimes there's a few diagnoses that the primary doctor is more likely to see on a regular basis. And one of them is someone who has had known heart disease, and now they're dealing with the more chronic, stable angina where it's being well managed, but it's not going away. And often they're the ones that would pick up on that first to say, have you been to the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program? It may be a covered service by your insurance company. So they play a pretty important role.
Well, that's good. You know, I just think it's good because, you know, they know that doctor, you know, and if that doctor is helping them, you know, get into your program, it may be a little easier to make that transition, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and, all right, I got to ask.
Go ahead.
Does the program truly reverse heart disease?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you enter into it looking for that delay in progression. We know from some very well-founded trials published, peer-reviewed, published in like JAMA, Journal of Cardiology, where it clearly demonstrated through CAT scans and catheterizations and others where they could actually visualize the changes that, you know, from 1 year to 5 years, one study in particular stands out in my mind where there's this graph and you see this very sharp climb upward and you see a modest to more significant decline. And the sharp incline is those individuals who continue with the usual care of coronary artery disease. You know, they tried, they made lifestyle changes, they were taking their medication, but nothing real hardcore. And there's a continued sharp incline in progression of that heart disease. The cohort, the trial, the control group that they followed from year one, year three to year five, at that point, they showed a significant decline in the progression of heart disease. And I think they weren't expecting that when they first published that. They thought, you know, maybe that first year, but there is clear evidence that there is a shift in remodeling of the blockage in the coronary artery and an improvement in the perfusion or blood flow to the heart muscle.
Right.
So that's protective.
Sure.
You have better blood flow, you're less likely to have a cardiac event.
Right. Let's just play a little thing. I come to you, I get recommended by my primary care doctor, and he recommends I see you. What goes on from there?
Okay. So, well, first, it really is that initial interaction. I'm going to say, Larry, tell me what brings you here today. What, from your perspective, what's your understanding of what's happening? Can I see, and whatever the order is, we'll discuss. So this is what your physician has asked us to go over. You know, go over options for you to consider which might be the best program for you. So let's play it out and say, you say to me, I think I want to enroll in that Ornish lifestyle medicine program, or I want to do the traditional. The next step is that we set you up with what is, for us, your admitting assessment, your initial evaluation.
Right.
We'll continue to gather your complete history. It's very holistic. Of course, I want to know about your heart and your lung, but I want to know the whole piece of you, because when you talk about lifestyle change, there's a lot that goes on with that, emotionally, mentally,
sure.
right? Family support, work, all that. So it's a pretty comprehensive evaluation. Goes through your history, your medication, your well-being, your self-reported mental outlook, your quality of life, a little bit of functional testing. So, you know, how far can you walk, you know, strength, you know, things like that. Once that plan is established, with traditional cardiac or pulmonary, we enroll you right in.
Okay.
With the Ornish lifestyle, it's in cohorts every 9 weeks. So we'll put you into that next group when, you know, as it's rolling it forward. And sometimes, since it can be 9 weeks, if someone had a heart attack early on and we've already started a cohort and they have to wait, then we have what's interestingly enough called the Bridge to Ornish program. So we bring you in, we start the exercise slow and steady, we start to introduce the concept, so in a way you get even more, because
right.
now you're spending
right.
more time with us,
yeah, right.
until the cohort is ready to get started, and then you kind of jump in. Every 30 days we're going over how, you know, the progress, those reports are sent to the doctors. If there's anything that we pick up, we're in touch with them relatively in that day or the next day
right.
to kind of see how we want to proceed from there.
What happens if your group of people decide that the person needs to continue the program?
So that's an interesting question. Most of our, as an individual, our decisions about our care, health care, are often driven by our insurance reimbursement. I mean, that's the truth. You know, we want to prioritize our health and maximize that, but then there's also, how am I going to financially be able to afford this? The insurance companies pretty much dictate, like for traditional or pulmonary rehab, up to about 36 sessions based on medical necessity. But if you have another event that brings you back, unfortunately, you know, another 2 years from now, they'll allow you to re-enter into that world to go through that process again.
Okay.
With the Ornish lifestyle medicine, it's really once in a lifetime. Not all insurance companies, but most. The belief is what you received 72 sessions of intense education nutrition, exercise, stress management group. It's not likely that you can re-enroll. You can go into traditional and then continue to practice. We're, you know, as you can tell, very passionate about what we do. So anytime we can talk to someone about making their changes.
Right.
But usually, most individuals will get them to that safe discharge where they can continue on their own, where they can continue into our, what we call our heart healthy maintenance program. So you see a lot of that at the hospital, of individuals that we have, some that have been with us over 25 years,
wow.
continuing in their maintenance program. That's just where they choose to continue to exercise in a more supervised setting, and, you know, a little bit more clinical involvement, you
right.
know, monitoring their, at a lower level, but we're monitoring blood pressure, and we might pick up somebody that's gone back in AFib, so they like that setting, and that's why they continue.
And the insurance kind of,
not for phase three.
Right.
No,
okay.
It's all self-pay phase three.
Right.
The other programs follow, in general, Medicare's guideline. So if you as a heart patient, if you had a heart attack, bypass surgery, stent, valve repair, replacement, heart transplant, heart failure, or stable angina, more than likely your other private insurance are following the same
right.
guideline. Pulmonary, the same things.
Okay.
COPD, emphysema
right.
interstitial. The outliers are the challenge. We hear a lot when I go out into the community, really, it's important to us that patients or people know about these programs. It always breaks my heart when I hear, my doctor never brought it up, or I don't know anything. I didn't know you had that program. But when we're out there, we'll meet someone who's at high risk. They might smoke, right, have high blood pressure, and not have had anything complicated yet. And they're looking at us saying, do I have to wait until I have something? Well, no. But it can be pretty expensive if you choose to do it on your
exactly. own. Exactly. Right. Exactly. We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us Lisa Marie Buckley, and she's with the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation Center. And we've been talking about the various programs and exercises and et cetera. If someone has questions, where would they go?
Well, we definitely want them to come to us if they have any questions. So there's a couple of places. If you want to explore more about this Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program in particular, you can go right to Dr. Ornish's website, which is www.ornish, and that's ornish.com. Or you can go to Hunterdon Healthcare's website, www.hunterdonhealthcare.org, and click on cardiac and pulmonary rehab, and that there's many, many links that you can kind of research for yourself. But we would love to talk to you, and all you need to do is call our main department at 908-788-6371.
908-788-6301.
Did I say that? 908-788-6371.
6371, okay.
I don't want to give you the wrong number.
All right. 908-788-6371.
Yes.
Okay. Would they ask for you, or would they just talk to the operator? Or?
So they'll, you know, you enter right into our department when you call that number, but you can most certainly ask for me. Be happy to speak with someone, but really anyone on our staff is well versed in at least providing the initial information. And then if you want more, you can most definitely ask for Lisa.
All right, let me ask you something. Do, along with all the exercise and rehab stuff that you do, do you have the patient take medication for that too?
So absolutely. So you're talking about the Ornish lifestyle.
Right.
Because
right.
we know that, you know, that if they're in, if they've enrolled in that program, they're really looking for to try and get to the root cause of heart disease. Medicine's important, surgical interventions are important and necessary, but isn't the always, you know, the final product, because we're not getting to the root cause of heart disease. The Ornish program itself, just as a thought, because it's so comprehensive, it's really, it's a lifelong, life-changing program.
Right.
And we hear that over and over and over again with these patients, because they really learn about themselves and to how to make those changes. So, you know, you're learning not just exercise, but you're learning how, you notice all we hear these days is whole food, plant-based food choices. I kind of smile. You know, it's not saying you have to be at 100% vegetarian or in a vegan, but to learn how to make the best choices and to lower your risk to the best of your ability, learn how to do stress management so that you really learn that our frenzy, our day-to-day running from door to door to door, that our body recognizes that that's not our norm. And that if we take that time, at least 30 to 60 minutes a day, to kind of center ourselves, that allows the body and the mind to heal. And that's a big part of chronic disease.
Right. Well, I know that when I give presentations for NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, I tell the caregivers, you can't not take some time for yourself. Whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's 15 minutes, whatever the amount of time, if you like to read, take a book that you're reading and read.
Absolutely.
If you want to go take a walk with the dog or whatever. Or sit on the deck and watch the stars. Mm-hmm. You know, that just, you know, relax.
Yes.
But you've got to take some time away from all this stress and everything that you're under. And just take some time for yourself, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that I finished answering your question. I realize I kind of got onto that passion again of healing the mind and the body. But so patients, they definitely are on medications, particularly if they're, you know, heart-related, because that is a part of the protocol to minimize that initial complications. Many hope that they might see a change. There is such a dramatic change in your body composition. You lose weight. Your blood sugar level is more controlled. You're eating lower fat food choices. So your medications for your, like your statin, your medications for your diabetes control and whatnot, you may alter some of those. I know a lot of people say, I hope I get off of everything. And I'll say, you may and you may not, but you may see a change in the amount of those medications.
Right.
And that's a win, especially at the cost of the medications.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic because one of the medications I take was just killing me in cost. And the insurance rep said to me, would you mind getting it from Canada? I said, I wouldn't care where it came from.
Right.
And she says, well, and she gave me the address and the phone number and all that. And I checked with my primary care, and he said, no problem, you know, get it, you know. And what cost almost $400 and some odd here for a 90-day supply cost me $75 from Canada, and $15 of that is shipping.
I think that's an important consideration in this lifestyle change is, and I don't know that everyone appreciates that. It's kind of that halo effect. down the line, they feel so good, and they look good, so they want to continue. But then they realize, oh yeah, I'm not taking as many medications, or I don't need to take the same amount. And that's kind of one of those small but important perks down the line, lifelong.
Right. You know, and I was on the medication for quite a few years, and I've been paying this extensive, you know, thing, and you know, now it's like one, not even a third. Yeah, it's like cheaper than a third. You know, so it's, you know, if you could give your phone number again,
see if I can give you the right one. It's 908-788-6371.
And the email or Facebook or whatever?
So the Ornish website, where you can really dig in for yourself about what that particular program is about, is www.ornish.com. And Hunterdon in itself is www.huntertonhealthcare.org. And there, we have a lot of links within, once you get to cardiac rehab, to kind of see the differences in the programs and what's the best service for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough, and I hope that somebody out there has gotten some information that they may have needed, and you know, to reach out. And you know, it just, you don't until you look into it a little bit, you don't realize how many people are affected.
Right, absolutely.
Coronary problems.
Well, number one killer, and pulmonary disease, I'm sad to say, moved up from fourth leading killer to the third leading killer. So we continue to be in that dilemma of
right. And you know, you have to get help. You know, it's unfortunate, but you do. You know, a lot of people don't like it, and a lot of people don't want to take meds and this, that, and the other. But a lot of times, that's what's prolonging your life. Right. You know. Right. And if you want to see your grandkids grow up and stuff like that, you know, you got to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Well,
we're here.
Yeah. You know, Lisa, Marie, I thank you so much.
The same. I very much appreciate. I love coming back, giving you an update. One of these times, we might just say that we're beginning to make a difference in heart disease.
Hopefully.
So we'll see. But thank you very much for inviting me.
And, you know, remember, folks, if you have a question, you can call 908-788-6371. And if you want, you can ask for Lisa Marie Buckley.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And remember, folks, it's really great to be healthy. So do whatever you can to stay that way. See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Grand Princess cruise ship carrying people on board with the coronavirus has docked in Oakland. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the site was picked for many reasons, including how close the port is to Travis Air Force Base. Gina Paletta tells Fox News about the piece of paper she was handed when her and her husband boarded the cruise ship.
It explained, you know, what the coronavirus was and that, you know, we just need to make sure we wash our hands regularly, use Purell hand sanitizer.
Rough day on Wall Street as trading was halted for 15 minutes earlier today after the S&P fell by 7%. The Dow is still down around 2,000 points. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden are out and about on the campaign trail. Biden campaigning in Michigan. Meanwhile, Sanders is in St. Louis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FBI is arresting 27 people for illegally administering performance-enhancing drugs to racehorses across the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. District Attorney Jeff Berman announcing criminal charges against Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, two prominent thoroughbred trainers. Additionally, nine other trainers, seven veterinarians, as well as nine drug suppliers and distributors are going to be charged in the case. Berman said the defendants used many practices, including blood doping, as well as pain-blocking drugs that diminish the horse's ability to feel pain. He called these cases cruel and systematic, saying that the racehorses have paid the price for the defendant's uncontrollable greed.
Harvey Weinstein is set to be sentenced Wednesday for sex crimes. Weinstein could face up to 25 years in prison. Weinstein could also be facing charges in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A big day for six states that are voting on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats. 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State.
Thank you, Robin. Former Vice President Joe Biden received the key endorsement of Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. That after Booker slammed him during the Democratic presidential debates.
There are people right now in prison for life because you stood up and used that tough on crime, phony rhetoric. Mr. Vice President has said that since the 1970s, every major crime bill, major and minor, has had his name on it. And, sir, those are your words, not mine. We have a system right now that's broken. And if you want to compare records, and frankly, I'm shocked that you do, I am happy to do that. Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor.
The New Jersey senator says that the former vice president will restore honor to the Oval Office. The Democratic-controlled state legislator in Virginia is voting to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passed both in the Senate and General Assembly and will now head to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther.